broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we welcome back longtime North County-based guitarist, composer, and producer Peter Sprague, who's just released a slew of new albums reinterpreting the music of John Coltrane, reimagining eclectic vocal standards for guitar, plus two collections of original compositions with his band, all largely recorded and live-streamed during the COVID pandemic at his Spragueland recording studio. These follow Peter's previous pandemic-era projects celebrating the music of Pat Metheny, Carole King, Paul Simon, and more. To say the least, Sprague has stayed as active as ever as a leader of his own bands and a frequent sideman for artists like Diane Reeves and other established jazz greats. He's also one of today's leading jazz guitar instructors, available through the Open Studio Network. Peter Sprague, it's always great to have you on Inside Art.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, Peter, congratulations for what you were able to accomplish during the pandemic. I think you gave a lot of joy to people around the world, innovating and bringing music to not only, you know, San Diego, but anyone who wanted to tune in. And you were able to pull off something that very few were able to in the world, in my opinion.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we took it upon us to make it a learning experience. And by that, I mean, we had to learn how to, the ins and outs of doing live streaming. And that involves learning the whole language of cameras and video switchers and a whole new set of parameters that were new to us, new to me. It was a drag during the pandemic because so many people were having hardship and having work problems. And we had a pretty good time, I hate to say it. We stayed super creative, and it was a really, really kind of a neat break for everybody too. You know, everyone was caught up in the ho-hum of everyday life, and all of a sudden everyone had empty palettes and empty plates, and it was really cool to fill it up with a lot of creative music.
Well, there was also some expense involved personally
in this
investment here.
Huge. You know, the whole world of cameras is expensive and super involved, and but it was really a neat thing for me because it's something that I had always thought that would be cool to share our music in a new way. And having sort of been forced into it, not super forced into it, but having the opportunity of nothing else going on, it allowed me the opportunity to learn about all that stuff. And so now we have it sort of in our possession, and we're still doing like less live streaming, but we're still trying to manage like one a month as a way of inspiring more creativity and also connecting with fans that there's a whole set of fans that are older and don't want to go out to hear us live. And then there's a bunch of people that live in other parts of the world that like to hear us, and they can't be here. So it's still a really neat, viable sort of project for us to do.
And some of those people who tuned in throughout the world were those who've worked with you in the past.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you collaborated with them doing some recordings, maybe not live, but you pre-recorded and mixed them in. It was really interesting.
Yeah, we called it live-ish because we were playing live, but they had already pre-recorded their part with a camera, and we were able to sync them up and have the appearance that they were live with us in the studio. So, you know, some folks that we did it, Rob Schneiderman, the great jazz pianist in New York, Sine A, the singer from Denmark, she did a bunch of them from there. Aubrey Johnson, who's Lyle Mays' niece, she did a couple of them with us. It was really a creative and fun endeavor.
Diane Reeves, too?
Yes, Diane. I'm sorry. Thanks for reminding me, man. She did a beautiful one. We did a Pat Metheny tune that I had played with Diane called Minuano. And it was a shoe-in. She already knew the song, and she got dressed up in some beautiful get-up and did it from her home and sounded incredible.
Now, the byproduct of all this is that you had some pretty good recordings to work off of, or to use as a foundation. So that's what really is the bulk of these releases that have been coming out, right?
That's exactly right. The whole first section, there's a couple of records that I did of my original songs, and those were before we started live streaming. So immediately, I think the week after everything shut down, we had a once a week recording session at my studio with my brother Tripp, Duncan Moore, Mac Layton on bass, and we recorded every week about two or three songs per time. And these were new songs of mine or songs that I hadn't ever recorded before. So the first section of the pandemic, we were doing that. Then we got the idea of let's try live streaming, and then that set off this whole other motion of coming up with unique programs and getting everyone together that not only were we now recording, but we were also filming it too, live streaming it.
So let's look at the Coltrane one now. This has mostly Coltrane material that's reimagined, I would say.
Yeah, reimagined. Now, we did some standard songs. I think we did two or three of them that were songs that Coltrane had recorded, and they surely had influenced me on how those songs should go. And the other songs were Coltrane songs that I put some effort into kind of presenting them in a unique new fashion. And I liked so that was a live stream, and then it came out so nice that I then released it as a recording called Peter Sprague Plays John Coltrane, and the title song is called Wise One.
Of course, you've got Giant Steps, but you know, everybody's got a different take on that song, that particular thing. Yours is unique, of course. It's very much you, but tell us about your approach to Giant Steps.
Well, it's an incredible song, and it's an incredible invention that Coltrane did of that chord progression that has lived on. I use that chord progression a lot of times when I'm soloing, and it's a very challenging progression. Well, I played the song Giant Steps over the years, and to perform it, it's exhausting. It's these relentless set of chord changes that come that in order to survive, you have to follow them, and you just plow through them and do your best. And for a new presentation, I decided to sort of integrate a breathing section. So I do the basic first half of the song, and then I get into a place where the chords slow down and there's far less of them, and we can kind of breathe. So it's really fun to play on, and it is less of a headache than the traditional way of doing it.
Peter, other pieces on Wise One that kind of caught my ear. I mean, they're all very well done. Miles Mode, this is not a frequently recorded or re-recorded piece, and you've done it in a real funky way.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know how many times people have recorded it, because it's a weird song in some senses. It's based on, it's just in B-flat minor, and there's a melody, but once it comes to the, and the melody's quite short, and once it comes to improvising, it's all on one chord. Now, the way the melody is structured, there's a term of where something is basically spelled the same way, front to back, back to front. So the word God, G-O-D, is dog backwards. Actually, that's not a good example. I'm not thinking of any examples now, but what Coltrane did is on it, he had this melody that happens, it plays forward, and then as soon as it's done with playing forward, it goes backwards, and it's exactly the same notes, but backwards. Thank you. another thing that's kind of interesting about it is there's a style of music in modern classical music called the 12-tone system, of where you play all 12 notes and then you don't repeat until you've played all 12 notes. And that's sort of a challenge to do, because what it means is it's going to be a fairly chromatic kind of song. So Coltrane's song, Miles Mode, does the same thing. It not only does this back and forth thing, but it also does all 12 tones, all tones of the chromatic scale. So the way that he plays it is swing modal, kind of a really unique style that he has invented. And I thought, let's do it as a funk tune. And it might be sacrilegious, but I like the way it came out.
Well, I don't think any religious figures will be ringing you up over this. But it's from Wise One, Miles Mode, from Peter Sprague, who we're speaking with on this week's Inside Art. Tell us a little bit about the band on this record. You got your brother Trip Sprague, of course, Justin Grinnell, and John Ofrekutch on, or is it Ofrekutch on piano?
It's Ofrekutch. Ofrekutch. It's like the P is not pronounced. Ofrekutch. And he's on piano. And then, let's see, Trip, Duncan on drums, Justin Grinnell on bass. And did we have Danny Green on that one? I don't think we did.
Not that particular recording, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so so that was all, we were all set up to do this live stream on John Coltrane. And then again, the recording came out and the performance came out nice. So we just did a few, I call it fixing and mixing. You know, like a lot of times when you record in the studio, everyone gets a good take, but there's a few fixes that need fixing, and usually you do it on the spot. But because we did this as a live stream, that was it, the performance. So then I go in later and fix parts of my own and fix some ensemble parts. A lot of times we record the rehearsal too, so I have some of that material to draw upon if I can't figure it out on the live performance. And then I mix it. When I live stream, I do the best that I can mixing it, but it's hard to mix. I'm playing and I'm sitting in front of the mixing board at the same time, so it's tricky to do any fine details with mixing because I need to play. But after the fact, I can mix it and kind of get a better sound, a little bit more balanced. And so I feel real proud of these next set of records that are coming out.
Overall, the feeling is live, because it is, it's not like typical studio albums where
right.
you're taking one person and maybe they're in a different studio somewhere else on earth. Your guys are playing together in unison, you know, so it's a real band recording.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, one other piece I wanted to talk about on Wise One was your original composition of Coltrane. Tell us a little bit about what's behind that.
Yeah, so Coltrane has been a big influence for me in my career, and I've studied his music and I played his songs over the years, and I had an inclination at some moment many years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, that I wrote that piece. I wrote it and we recorded it originally on a record called Nepali Coast, a record that I did for Concord Records, and then we had Peter Erskine, Steve Kujala, Bob Magnuson. I think that was it. Oh yeah, and we had Trip, my brother, he came up for that particular session. So we recorded that song. I love the way it came out. I thought that would be a fitting song to do for this particular live stream. And it was really neat to record it with piano too, because it had a lot more oomph to it in the middle sort of scope of the harmonic structure, to have guitar and piano sort of playing chords. And it's a tricky tune. When I first heard it and thought, yeah, we're going to include this. And then I went and listened to it and I thought, oh man, we have our work set out, because it's a very complicated song. And we had to rehearse it a bunch and we made some mistakes, but we did some fixes and it's sounding good.
talking with Peter Sprague about his many new releases, which are available mostly for download right now. They're through your website, correct, Peter?
Yeah, they're through my website, and then also folks can, they're available on all the streaming services, and mainly Apple Music and Spotify have all the recordings.
And we'll hear more music from these new releases by North County-based guitarist Peter Sprague as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3. And right now, during our fall membership campaign, your support is more important than ever. Your contribution to the station allows Inside Art and all of the other shows you enjoy each day to remain a vital source of jazz and arts programming in our community. Join us online right now with your membership contribution at any level to continue bringing the music and programs you love to all of San Diego and listeners around the world. Go online to jazz88.org/donate. And thanks. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. This week, joined by one of San Diego's most beloved and prolific jazz musicians, Peter Sprague, who's just released four new recordings that came out of his pandemic-era live streaming concerts and other projects. And Peter, in this series of new releases, Cascade and Side Streets are two collections in particular of all original compositions. And Cascade, in fact, features a couple of musicians that you mentioned in our last segment, Bob Magnuson and Steve Kujala.
Yeah. This project has mostly music that we recorded right at the beginning of the pandemic, and most of the songs are originals. But I did include an older track that I had called Duncan's Directing Traffic. And if you guys know me, I play with a fellow named Duncan Moore, who's an incredible drummer. And one day I saw him in the middle of an intersection with his drumsticks, holding his drumsticks. And that inspired the song, Duncan's Directing Traffic. That's a piece that we recorded many, many years ago, and I resurrected the recording that had never been released. And that one had Bob Magnuson on it. And it was really nice, too, when he heard, he said, Peter, you're single-handedly resurrecting my career. Because Bob, if you don't know, has retired from playing music, but still doing quite well. But he was happy to have a new recording of himself out. So he was on that one. And then when we were doing the pandemic, we had our live-ish guests doing the live streams. And one of the guests that we had on one of my songs was Steve Kujala, the great flute player from Los Angeles that I collaborated for with many years and many records and tours. And he's playing on one song. Steve Kujala one was called Bayon Blue, and Bayon is a style, a particular drum groove from Brazil that goes don't, don't, chica, don't, gong. That's called a Bayon, and blue because it's kind of a blues with the Brazilian groove to it.
One of my favorites from this Cascade collection is the Prelude in E minor. Really beautiful arrangement and conception there.
Well, thank you. It's just started out as a sort of a classical-ish tune, and it's quite short, and it is a prelude because what it sets up on the record, the next song is called Watusi Ruby, and our Ruby is the name of our dog, and the way that she walks is like she's doing the Watusi, and that song is in E minor, so the prelude in E minor song sets up Watusi Ruby. So if you listen to it and take out the pause between the songs, it'll make sense.
Now, Side Streets is another in this series of new releases of mostly original pieces, save for a Gilberto Gil composition.
Yes.
And what is in common here with the others? I think the band is just about the same, isn't it?
The band is pretty much in common. Danny Green is playing piano on this one. We have songs. A lot of the songs are ones that I've never recorded. I've never recorded the Gilberto Gil song, and that's one of my favorites. It's called Eu Vim da Bahia. And then the other ones, I have one called The Pacala Fields. It's a fairly new song that I had written. Pacala is a place, a surf spot. You know, I'm really into surfing, and it's a surf spot on the east coast, or I'm sorry, the west coast of Kauai, and I've been there many times. There's a funny piece, kind of a blues, that I like. It's called Insist on It, and it harks back to the days of where, for Tide commercials, they would have some character on there saying, you know, it's the best clothes cleaning detergent, and you must insist on it. And I kept thinking, why should you insist on it? So that's the name of that. And then one other one that's kind of, I like, it's called Cali Calypso. And it's a piece that I had written years ago that we never recorded. And it's kind of a nod to Sonny Rollins and how he loves playing calypso.
There's one other release, which is Never My Love. This is completely different than the other three that we were talking about.
It is. What it is, it's a little bit like, if you look, Wes Montgomery, who is a real influence on me, he had a really interesting career. His early stuff was bebop and straight ahead jazz. And as time moved on, he ended up doing more produced kind of records. You Go to My Head is one record that I can think of where he had some straight ahead jazz on it, but a lot of it was sort of bossa nova with strings and orchestration and doing songs that were kind of hits of the day of the 60s and early 70s. For this particular record, these are like kind of pop tunes of that era of the 60s, some of them more later than that, and they're kind of orchestrated, and they're really they're gentle. It's a real gentle record where I'm carrying the melody as Wes did, not a voice and not a saxophone, and it's lightweight, but I don't know, I had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm glad I put it out, and I haven't really let the word out on that one yet. I was going to wait until I kind of was inching each of these out, but let's get the word out, because next week I actually was going to, in my gig email, let folks know about the existence of this particular project.
Well, by the time this airs, this will probably already be shouted out to the world.
good plan. Good marketing strategy.
but on Never My Love, well, that's one of the tunes. There's some surprises as far as just how wide the variety is. You know, people will recognize a lot of these, and they'll be singing along. You've got some Sting, you've got George Gershwin, I believe.
Yep. Jobim, a song that Elvis sang, I Can't Help Falling in Love. Oh, and Frankie Valli's I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, a lot of this music I heard because my dad had records with this stuff on. But Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, I never knew about that song. And then I went to one of my friends, I think it was Mac Layton, was playing a show down at Lamb's Players Theater. And I heard they did that song, and I thought, you know, the style of it is not right up my alley, but what a great song. And so I'm super happy to include that. I'm a real fan of the Beatles, and I included a newer version of Blackbird that's, you know, it's been done a zillion times, and I kind of took a little different approach to it. But yeah, it's an interesting album. It might not be for everyone, but if you're driving on the freeway and you're frazzled, this might be the the right solution.
It's the antidote to the congested world that we live in.
There you go.
Peter Sprague is my guest. Do you have any gigs upcoming that you can share with us that maybe are on the schedule?
Yes. Okay. So coming up right away is October 3rd, we're playing at Park and Market, a UCSD building that's having music. And then kind of neat, Fred Benedetti, the great guitarist, my brother Tripp and myself are going to Cabo San Lucas in the middle of the month to go on a surfing trip, not even taking our guitars. And then at the end of the month, me and the trio are going to play on the 27th at Kai's restaurant up in Cardiff. It's a great locale, and the music and the vibe is just spectacular. So that's what's coming up. And then just let me give a shout out. The next night, October 28th, we're all going to go hear Pat Metheny play in San Diego. So that's exciting.
All right. Now, later during the holiday season, you are going to be involved again with Camerata. They're going to do a reprise of the Vince Guaraldi Christmas concert that was done last year, which you unfortunately got sick for and couldn't play. But it was very successful. It was really well done.
It was. And I was so sorry to miss it. And we had put so much effort into arranging the music and selecting it and rehearsing it. And then it literally came down to the day before I got COVID. And the funny thing too, Dave, was the way I got it is we had a rehearsal. Everyone was being secluded, but we had a rehearsal in my studio and everyone's secluded, but we did a group photo and we got together and got close. And out of that group photo, I got sick right away. The night of the gig, after the gig, both Duncan and I think Beth and maybe even Allison all came down with COVID. It was a Charlie Brown massacre. But that music lives on, and we're going to get to do it two nights at the Conrad this Christmas season. And it's a real beautiful set of music of Vince Guaraldi's compositions arranged slightly different in my manner. And just a really great moment of music, I think.
I can't recommend those concerts highly enough because they were just a wonderful way to enjoy the music of the holidays in a kind of a different spin. And I understand you're going to be releasing music from the Vince Guaraldi Charlie Brown Christmas project too.
Yes, we're going to release the Charlie Brown music right before Christmas. We're going to release a CD of us playing the music of Cream. And I think there's one other release there's a woman named Randy Phillips. Her and myself write songs, and she's a lyricist, and we're releasing a record called One Fell Swoop, and that'll be right around Christmas time. So it's continuing on over here at Sprigland.
Well, thanks for being so prolific, and again, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be with you.
To learn more about Peter Sprague's upcoming performances and purchase his new releases, Wise One, Peter Sprague plays the music of John Coltrane, Cascade, Side Streets, and Never My Love. You can visit petersprague.com. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Again, my thanks to Peter Sprague. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art.